We have a work to do. We have a work to do starting this very day. We've had this work for a long time, And this particular portion of our day is being devoted, or we're focusing on a theme, and that theme being zealous for good works. The thought I want you to consider this morning is, what is zeal? The passage that I have selected for this comes from Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 14. And if you want to turn to that passage, Titus 2, 11 through 14. And we're going to spend some time talking about this throughout this session. The lower part of this passage, I'm not going to read the whole passage at this time, but the last part of this passage says, zealous for good works. What is zeal? What is zealous? I have come up with it, or I found a definition, that it is a great energy or enthusiasm. It's a great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or objective. We understand, or we can understand, what zeal is when we're talking about sports. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I think many of us have been involved in sports, especially our kids have been involved in sports. I have been involved in sports for years. And as a kid, I spent a lot of time playing ball, playing football, baseball, a little bit of basketball, and I enjoyed it. I played so hard sometimes that sometimes I'd run out of energy, and I'd need to stop and rest. Nowadays, it comes real quick. I've lost that energy. But I never ran out of enthusiasm. I was always ready to go back in and start again. You've heard the phrase, put me in, coach. I was ready. I was enthused. I wanted to play. And I believe most people who love their sport do put out a lot of energy and enthusiasm in it when they're playing the game. And as I said, as we that are older not now follow the kids in their sports, and we wish that we had that energy now that we used to have. And we wish that we could be out there with them. We sit along the sidelines now and watch the kids play and think, man, I wish I could get out there with them. And I wish I could involve myself in that sport. And we wish we had the energy. You know what I mean. And what about the coaches on the sideline? I have been a coach as well. But I see the coaches on the sideline today, and they do the same thing. They run up and down that sideline, and they holler at those kids, and they give them encouragement, and they tell them what to do. They have the enthusiasm to provide that energy for the kids to play well. They too get excited. We've been there. We understand what the energy level is and what enthusiasm is when it comes to sport. This same zeal, this same energy is what we want to talk about, but not for the sport of it, but for the salvation of our souls. I'd like to suggest to you five essential qualities that set a Christian zeal or passion apart from just plain energy or enthusiasm. These five characteristics is courage, is wisdom, is energy, is diligence, and is a loving service. These characteristics, I believe, help us to attain that zeal that we so need in our work. The first one, courage. Were you ever afraid to participate in something such as a sport? Were you ever afraid to go to someone and talk to them about their soul. This is, to some people, a natural feeling of being afraid to approach people, just to even carry on a conversation. There are some people that just are afraid to just carry on a conversation with someone, let alone a Bible conversation. Are any of you short of this courage in doing that? Why is that? 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 13 and 14, this is in the NLV, "Now who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good?" That alone would help me be encouraged to think that, why should I be afraid? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't be afraid. Don't worry. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 31 says, "What then shall we say these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And we all know Joshua. Joshua 1:9, he says, "Be strong, of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." These are passages here that should encourage us. To establish courage, we need encouragement. We need to go to the Scriptures to find that encouragement. So what about wisdom? Here's another characteristic that helps us, another quality that should help us develop our zeal. How many of us think we have all the wisdom necessary to settle all problems that we're confronted with? Or even have the correct wisdom? Some people think they have the correct wisdom, but finding out that it's not so. And one example is that in Romans, the 10th chapter, Paul told the Roman brethren, he says, "For I fear them witness that they have the zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." And what was their problem? Well, they kept wanting to revert to the old law. And we can read that on in Romans, the 9th chapter, verses 31 through 33. They had knowledge, they had zeal, but they had it in the wrong direction. That could be a problem. But in Proverbs, the 2nd chapter and verse 6 says, "For the Lord gives the wisdom." Here's the source. "From his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 17 says, "Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Understand his will. Understand what he wants us to do. How do we do that? 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." If we're going to go to the work, if we're going to do the work, if we're going to have the zeal, first we got to conquer our fears, and the way to conquer our fears is to read the Bible, study his word, know what the Lord wants us to do. What a better way to conquer our fears? Know the game. Study God's word and have it as our backing of the direction that we're going. As in sports, you don't play the game unless you know it. You've got to understand all about it. The next quality of zeal is energy. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Where does this energy come from? How do we attain this energy? How do we attain that energy as a child in playing the sports? Well, we train, we work out. We train, we work out. We train, we work out. It's a constant thing. And the more you work out, the higher the energy that you obtain. The strength becomes better. For days and months, just to increase that stamina and that energy, we eat the proper diet. We prepare our minds for the task. As Christians, we can do the same. And with our time of study and preparation, we too can develop excitement and a desire to want to reach the lost and to want to help the saints. That's our work. That's our work here, to teach the lost and help the saints. We need this zeal for that purpose. John, the 4th chapter, verse 34 says, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Jesus Christ's will was to come here on this earth and do exactly what his Father wanted him to do. What's our will? What is our will here on this earth? Is it all the fun and games, the sports? Is it all that the world provides for us? Our will should be to reach the lost, teach the lost, and help the saints. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Have you ever heard of energy bars? Those that are into sports eat a lot of energy bars, and for that purpose, they're trying to fulfill that lost energy where they aren't able to get it. Well, let me suggest to you that we have some energy bars. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." If we spend our time with these characteristics and the rewards that come from them, we will certainly increase our energy level to finish the race that is set before us. These things in Galatians, we live by that. We're going to spread that energy to others. They're going to encourage us with the same response. If I give you love, what are you going to give me back? Hopefully, you're going to give me love back. And we work together on that. If I help spread the joy, and I see your face light up, that helps me. That encourages me. That's the energy that we need to rely on. So, this is important. This is an important thing to increase our zeal. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 13, Paul tells the Philippian brethren, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." What we've been talking about is things that have come from Christ. Christ lived this on this earth. He did these things. He shared love. He shared joy. He shared long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness. He did that, and he did that to strengthen us, to give us the zeal that we need. We must believe that we will reap. We must not give up. We must always keep sight unto God. And the next characteristic is that of diligence. Diligence is careful and persistent effort. Careful and persistent effort while keeping faith and reliance on God. It's a persistent and careful effort keeping our sights on God. Ezra, the 7th chapter, verse 23, says, "Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it diligently be done for the house of God of heaven." Paul tells the Philippians, "I press toward the goal." He had his sights on God. He had his sights on heaven for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. We have to keep our sights on the goal. In the sport realm, there's a goal. And that goal is to either get to the goal post, or that goal is to get all the way around the bases in a home plate. The goal is to to get the soccer ball into the net for points. That's the goal. We keep that sight. And we've seen in the younger age, sometimes their goal was just to kick the ball and they end up kicking in the wrong goal. But that's all part of learning. Our goal is to keep our sights on God, Him only. Our next and last characteristic is that of long service, loving service. Romans, the 12th chapter and verse 11, tells us to be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love in honor, giving preference to one another. This is a togetherness. This is what God wants us to do, to be together, one to another. Not lagging in diligence. It means don't give up. It means continue the effort. Fervent in spirit. It means with zeal, serving the Lord. The Bible directly links these five characteristics, these five essential qualities, to the concept of zeal. Zeal is more than just energy and enthusiasm. It's reaching a heavenly goal and helping one another along the way. These traits are consistently found in many zealous characters in the Bible, in which we plan to study in the future, and they create a clear and will create a clear picture of the burning desire in action. By combining these biblical traits, a good working definition can be formed. I suggest to you that zeal, in light of what we have studied thus far, is having a burning desire to gain the courage and wisdom to become diligent in our loving service to God. I want to go back to the initial passage. And as we read through here, I want you to see these characteristics. In Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 14, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. This is Jesus Christ, and that's where our courage begins. Teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. There's our wisdom that's being taught to us. Coming from God, looking for the blessed hope in the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Our eyes focused on the goal, that gives us the energy that we need to continue. It gives us the diligence that we need to continue. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed. Purified for himself his own special people. That's you and that's me. We are his special people. He's prepared us. He is preparing us. He has given us that title of being his special people. But for what reason? Zealous for good works. That's our work to do. That's what our goal is, to be zealous for good works. So let us now strive to be zealous for good works as we conclude. Thank you.